are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Ann McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, good afternoon, my friends, on this beautiful sunny day in Philadelphia. It's March 14th, the day before the wonderful St. Patrick's Day, and a few days before the feast of our wonderful St. Joseph. So let us pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we dedicate this program to your Immaculate Heart and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We pray through the intercession of St. Joseph and St. Patrick this week. We pray for all of our listeners to be touched in a profound way, that even if people are traveling along the highway, that they think they accidentally discovered this station today. We pray for abundant graces to fill all the hearts of all the people who will be listening in a powerful way today. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, we have a wonderful guest coming on, Eddie Morris, who will be calling in. You just can't imagine the stories he's going to tell and the information he's going to share. Very, very powerful. So it's, again, during this Lent, even though it's so difficult for us and difficult for people around the world, especially in the Ukraine, we need glimmers of hope that the Lord has his hand on everything that's happening and that he will prevail no matter what. And the stories that Eddie Morris will be sharing today are absolute examples of God's divine providence in the midst of sadness or lost hope, because he's the founder, one of the founders with Old Lefty, of Team Hope. So we need to hope, because hope is our calling, my friends. No matter how dark our days are, hope is our calling, and we need to stay true to the hope that the Lord wants us to all have. Well, this past weekend, Kathleen McCarthy and Father Doug McKay hosted the annual Women of Fire retreat at Malvern Retreat House, and I had the humble pleasure of calling in virtually. Because of extenuating circumstances, I could not attend in person. But, my friends, I heard it was a very powerful weekend, and I hope that those of you who attend it will call in to Kathleen tomorrow and tell her about it. Because when Kathleen's on Facebook, trust me, the anointing is there. It is an anointed 2 hours. So tell your friends to tune in via Facebook tomorrow or through WTMR 800 AM radio, radio or Facebook for 2 hours, excuse me, as we share the Word of God and she shares locutions and prays for everyone. It is a powerful time, powerful, powerful time. And I'm sure the stories will be amazing of people writing in or calling in of what happened to them this weekend. But this happens every day in the life of our church. Jesus is alive and well. He's not the Jesus 2,000 years ago, tucked in a corner, and he wants to be present in our lives. He wants to be active. He wants to heal us. He wants us to be renewed of mind, body, and soul. So are you ready? Do you want to accept that healing? Do you want to accept that invitation for new life? All of us need new life every day to be renewed, to take on the mind of Christ, to get rid of the garbage that's in our lives. You know, one of the things that I mentioned in my talk on Saturday in terms of renewing our mind in Christ, it's time to dump all the people, the thoughts, the actions that have hurt us, and actually the things that we've done to hurt people in a garbage can. And it's time to take the garbage out. Yes, through the beautiful sacraments of our church, through the intercessory prayer of so many people who love the Lord, it's time today to take the garbage out. Are you ready to let go of the people who have hurt you? are you ready to let go of the hurts that you've caused and to make amends? Are you ready to be healed, to renew, to be living in the renewal of the mind of Christ? I don't know about you, but it would be a wonderful thing to be a trash truck driver today as we take the garbage out, because this is a program of hope. In His Sign Catholic Radio Network is about hope.
And Ed's on the line.
Okay, our special guest today is Ed Morris. Ed Morris is a retired entrepreneur, philanthropist, a husband, father, and grandfather. And he's going to be sharing so much with us. So tell your friends to tune in. Ed Morris, set the airwaves on fire. How are you?
Doing great, Ann. How are you?
Good. So tell us. I think next week is pretty special. Who's in the lineup, and what are some of the stories?
Well, okay. Next Tuesday, March 22nd, we'll be up at St. Norbert's at 7 o'clock. And an amazing band, Dennis Cicchino and his band. And I think Dennis is listening right now. So we'll play amazing music. We'll hear five brilliant speakers. Probably have 300 or 400 people in attendance. And it'd be one of the most uplifting nights you could ever imagine.
Why? Tell us why. I know Dennis's music is enough to take you off the floor and to raise your hands to heaven. But tell our listeners why some of your witnesses and the behind-the-scenes stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. Our first speaker will be me. and I'll talk about our theme, which is for the greater good. And, you and the listeners and myself and everybody, a lot of tough things happen in our lives. But there is a silver lining. And there is a greater good, and the theme on Tuesday night will be for the greater good. The greatest example I have is we have Team Hope, which has about 6,000 members. We've done over 30 of these prayer services. 400 or 500 people show up at the prayer service night, and it only started because my great-great friend, Lefty Snyder, had an aneurysm, went into a coma. And none of myself and my friends did not know what to do. So we immediately went to a church and prayed, and we haven't stopped. And it's been 4 years later. Unfortunately, Lefty eventually passed away maybe three or four months ago. But for the greater good, we have this monstrous team called Team Hope. We keep praying. We pray for more people than just Lefty. We pray for anybody that needs prayers. And we're so tight as a group. And we're 6,000 strong. And on Tuesday night, there'll be such inspiration, such great speakers. So I initially talk about the theme, for the greater good. And unfortunately, I lost my buddy Lefty, but there's certainly a greater good. I myself never thought I'd be in churches doing prayer services or leading a team. But it came to me because I needed to pray for my friend. And then we have the second speaker will be Tommy Farmer McCoy. Every day he sends out a list of people who need prayers, and he's been doing it for 4 years. Every day at 3 o'clock he sends a prayer request out to over 1,000 people. And the greater good in his life is he, like me, never ever thought he'd be in that role. But when Lefty got sick, a couple of people said, "Hey, can you pray for me also?" So he said, "Okay." And his groups have grown to over 52 groups, over 1,000 people. Every day for 4 years, Farmer sends out that request, and it's been a big part of his life. He's so happy because of it. So there's a greater good in his life. Then we'll have a speaker, Lily Walker, a beautiful 18-year-old girl in Havertown, has an inoperable brain tumor, and she's going to speak to us. She goes around speaking to all the schools and to big groups. Last week, she spoke at Malvern Prep in front of 400 boys. 18-year-old girl, beautiful girl. But she talks about her pain and how it's a gift from God. How she gets her pain and her tumor gets her close to God, closer to God. And it's unbelievable how she's put a positive spin on it. Well, she'll speak to the audience, and you know she'll knock it out of the park when this beautiful 18-year-old girl talks about her life and her challenges and how she's not letting it get her down. And Dennis, after Lily Walker talks, Dennis is going to play a song by Tom Petty called won't back down. That'll come from the inspiration from Lily, who, even though she has a brain tumor, she won't let it knock her down. And Dennis will sing with his band, and the whole place will be happy. And it's just events like that will happen. We'll be together for about an hour and a half. Two more speakers, and I can talk to you in a minute about who they are. But I can't wait to hear Lily speak, and I can't wait to hear Dennis's band play the music, and I can't wait to see 400 people in St. Norbert's Church on Tuesday night.
There's nothing more powerful than a young woman, a teen, speaking of an operable brain tumor. How, here's the question, how could she possibly stand in front of strangers and tell them there is hope through the midst of her suffering, through the midst of probably a lot of despair, questionable doctors, yet this woman shines like a beacon of hope for all those who hear her testimony. So this testimony alone, Lily Walker, sharing how God has touched her in a profound way in the midst of this pain. It's we can't even put words to it, can we, Eddie?
No, we can't. And I spoke to her mother, Megan Walker, last week, and Megan was she was telling me how she talked to Lily, and how they're so lucky to have this opportunity to tell the world how you fight through a big problem. And I'm like, wow. Here is this girl's mother, and, you know, Lily's is frequently goes and gets in has terrible times and has setbacks and everything like that. And her mother's talking to me about how it's a gift. And I'm like, unbelievable. How could anybody fall in love with God that much to accept that? But they do, as a mother and a daughter and as a family, and just so remarkable. So when everybody hears Lily talk and Megan supporting her, everybody's going to look at their little problems and saying, wow, I have nothing compared, no issues in my life compared to this beautiful girl. And they'll be happier. And they'll be happier to other people. And they'll inspire other people. And they will just do good works. And their lives will be better.
And then Dennis, after her testimony, will bring up the music, which is, you know, as it says in Psalm 150, it's praying twice. And so it'll bring great joy to the people. And you know what, Eddie? Are you still streaming the evening? Are you still streaming it?
Oh, yeah. We're streaming it. And if you go on my Facebook page, Ed Morris in Malvern, you'll see the stream, the link for the streaming. And it's amazing. And let me tell you about Dennis right now. Initially, you know, at the first prayer service, I said, hey, Dennis, you play guitar. Can you please come and play a couple songs to our very first prayer service? And that has evolved into last week, we had six people in the band, and they did a rehearsal just to make sure their music is perfect. And, you know, in the past, I mean, these musicians are so talented that you can just give them a song, and they can get together, talk a little bit to each other, and play it. But now Dennis and the band says, you know what? These nights are so big that we want to make sure our music's perfect. So last week, they donated their time. They went to a friend of ours' basement, did a rehearsal, and they even perfected the songs even more. But my point is that Dennis and Donna, and Tony and Doc, and Joe and Kevin, they just don't want to sing the songs. They want to sing them to the Lord. They want to get in that church and sing directly to the skies, directly to God, and inspire the crowd. And it's their way of speaking to the Lord through their music. And I've watched Dennis and the whole band evolve. And it's just amazing how devoted they are to making sure this night is fun, inspiring, and upbeat. And music, what's better than music? And Dennis and his team are amazing at it.
So how long do you think Lily will share her witness?
She'll speak for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's all she needs. Her mother said she has a perfect message. She speaks frequently. Amazing thing about Lily is, you know, she's not just speaking at this prayer service. She speaks frequently, and she'll go anywhere. It's her mission. She's accepted her challenge, and she's making the world a better place by going around and showing her positive attitude towards the ultimate challenge, you know, an inoperable brain tumor. And her mother said that she can get her message out really clear in 10 minutes, and that's perfect for our event because I have another speaker, Mountain McGilvery, and he coaches the LaSalle College women's basketball team. He has 8 children, and he had little Emily McGilvery a couple years ago, and she has leukemia. And Mountain McGilvery, similar to Lily Walker, he goes out and speaks how Emily, little Emily, who's 2 years old and I believe in remission right now, how that's been a gift to their family, how it's brought them close to God. And another amazing person looking at a real-life challenge and looking at the positive side of it, the greater good of it, and he'll talk to everybody. And the crowd will be amazed. Here's a father and a mother with 8 children, and number 8 is just 2 years old, with leukemia, and he'll talk about how much he loves God and how Emily has brought him close to God. I mean, it's unbelievable what this night will be. I can't wait.
Well, I'm encouraging our listeners, if you have any doubts, next week is the place to be is St. Norbert's. Tell our listeners St. Norbert's in Paoli. What time, Eddie?
Pardon me?
What time on Tuesday night?
Okay, it's at 7 o'clock at St. Norbert's. Mm-hmm. It'll be over at 8:30 or 8:40. You'll be home at 9 or 9:10, but it starts at 7 o'clock. And actually, if you want to get there a little early, get there early, and you'll get a good seat. And Dennis and his band will be warming up, playing a couple of warm-up songs. I recommend people get there at 6:30. I also have a St. Padre Pio glove, actual glove, and St. Padre Pio's own rosary beads will be there. The glove he wore in 1946, his own rosary beads, they'll be there, and you can touch the glove. It's not in a glass case. You can literally pick up the glove and put it on your body. So we'll have that there, which is also a tremendous thing to have, a Class 1 relic. So, it starts at 7 o'clock at St. Norbert's in Paoli, and it'll be over at 8:30. And you'll wish it wasn't over. The funny thing about this night is when it's over, the priest always comes up to me. The pastor says, "Hey, Ed, is there any way you can get these people to leave?" They won't leave. So,
they have such a fun night that they just want to stay in the church. You're sharing hope, and you're sharing love, and you're sharing community, and you're sharing the face of Christ in the midst of really, really dark times in people's lives, medical dark times, and how there is hope. I mean, there isn't a better formula than getting people together to share hope. The beautiful music by Dennis and his group, the prayers. Now, I remember in the past you had specific prayers shared by people. Are you still doing this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's part of our format. You know, a person will get up there, and they'll say, like, the Serenity Prayer, or we'll say the St. Gertrude Prayer, or we'll say the prayer for a peaceful spirit. So the speaker will get up there, and we have these little prayer booklets, and they'll say, please go to page 8, and they'll say, let's say this prayer together. It gets the crowd engaged. It helps the speaker relax. They'll say a prayer together, and then the speaker will just share a thought he has for about 10 minutes. So we do say we have 5 or 6 group prayers, you know, five speakers, and each person will say a prayer and then do their sharing. But it's great. We get the crowd involved, and they certainly sing along with Dennis. You know, we're one song we're playing by Elton John is Making Friends, and that's a big thing to our success, is that we've all made friends and we've all leaned on each other to try and get through these tough times. And so we're gonna hear Elton John's song Making Friends, and everybody knows that song, and it's so upbeat and uplifting. So another great song. We're also gonna play Dennis is also gonna play Heart of Gold by Neil Young. And that's our very first song, and I love that being the first song, because all these Team Hope members, everybody that shows up, arrives with a heart of gold. So we'll start off with that song. They'll sit in the pew, and they'll realize they do have a heart of gold. And Dennis's music will help them understand they have a heart of gold. And it'll just put everybody in a very positive mood, and it'll start the night off properly.
So tell our listeners, give our listeners a little more of your treasure that will be unveiled, another speaker that you have on the lineup.
Okay. So you know Lily Walker, you know Mountain McGilvery, myself and Farmer. And then we have our last speaker. I forgot one. A great one. And people listening right now may remember Todd Monastero. He was on the radio with myself and you, and actually he was also on the radio with Kathleen on Tuesdays. But Todd is a man who spoke at the prayer services maybe six or seven times, and Todd had multiple myeloma, and Todd, an amazing story. He had been separated from his wife for 8 years. And then he got back together with his beautiful wife, Jill, and they had four children. And he came up to me one time, and he was getting very sick. he knew the end was near, and he was very sad. And I said, "What's wrong, Todd? What's wrong?" He goes, "Ed, my youngest son, Sal, my three older kids are through high school and college. They're doing fine. But I got my young son, Sal, in eighth grade. I don't know what I'm going to do with him. I don't know where to send him." He was going to send them to Conestoga, but they have 1,000 kids per class. And he said, "That's too much for Sal." So I said, "Hey," he said, "Todd, I got an idea. Have you ever thought of Archbishop Carroll?" And he said, "No." So I said, "Go check it out. And if you like it, my friends and I, Team Hope, we'll all get together and we'll take care of Sal. We'll get him a 4-year scholarship and we'll educate him at Archbishop Carroll." Well, Sal goes to Carroll. Straight A student, ends up being the captain of the basketball team, and he is going to speak on Tuesday night. Now, his father Todd has passed away, but Sal's going to tell the story about how he went to Carroll, where he didn't really think he would fit in, and how it was a great 4-year journey, and how it brought him so close to God, and all the people helped out, and he's going to speak. He's 18 years old, and he'll knock it out of the park also.
So it's important for us to try to encourage our listeners to have your teenage children, grandchildren, and 20-something in age group to come, because we have two 18-year-olds that are going to speak, Lily Walker and Sal Monastero. And what a powerful, powerful evening this will be. And, of course, we have Mountain, you know, who's well-known for being the head coach of LaSalle's women's basketball team, sharing his story. And it doesn't get any better than this. You know, after the break, but not yet, I want you to tell the story of the beautiful woman who had breast cancer who passed away recently. But not yet. Just hold on to it. I want you to tuck it into your sleeve, how we're going to share her story and how many lives she touched. Because one doesn't know, you know, you're on the air today. We don't know how God will use you. You're just trusting that perhaps someone needs to hear this story today who's down and out. I mean, Mountain, Lily, and Sal, you have so many other stories of, I remember the last time or two times ago when you were on the air, you told about a man in the back of the church. Remember, he was so forlorn and depressed. And you brought out the "I Trust You" prayer, and how?
Oh yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah, tell that story a little bit to our listeners.
His name was Dennis. Yeah. Wow. What a story that was. Yep.
So, just tell our listeners, you know, exactly what happened before we go to the break in a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, there was a we say the trust him prayer in the during the night. And a buddy of mine, Dennis, a different Dennis, came to the event, and his son was struggling with addiction. And he sat there, and we handed out the trust me prayer, or trust him prayer, and it's all about trusting God. And he read that prayer, and he and his wife have been trying their hardest to help their child through the addiction. But as you know, and as everybody knows, only the addict can help himself. And when this guy read this prayer, all he could do for an hour and a half is keep reading the prayer. And it talks about how you are not in control, how God is in full control, and to just let go and let God. And he told me a story how he sat in that pew for an hour and a half and just kept reading the prayer over and over again for an hour and a half. Well, the bottom line is he went home that night and he let God take over, And the net is that his son is now 4 years clean, and he let the control go, and he let God take over, and it worked. God fixed his son, and he's so thrilled today, and his wife is so thrilled, and the son is doing so great. But all because he read that trust him prayer and turned it over to the Lord.
At your prayer meeting.
Exactly, at the prayer service. So, you know, there's many victories we have in our audience, and we don't really know them all, and that's a great example. But, you know, that's why we're singing the song Making Friends, because we're just being friends to each other, letting everybody know if you need help, we're there to support you. And I'm sure there's many, many other victories out there that we don't know about. But we're just trying to do our little part.
Well, if you're just tuning in, my friends, our special guest today is Ed Morris. We're talking about the powerful prayer service that will be held at St. Norbert's next Tuesday at 7. And we have Lily Walker, who will be sharing her story of inoperable brain tumor, Mountain McGilvery, the head coach of LaSalle University's basketball team, and his story of his little son with leukemia. We have Sal Monastero, who is the son of Todd Monastero, and a powerful, powerful story, and so much more. It is a time I highly encourage you to bring your teens out, to bring your young people. Let's fill that church with young people to hear these stories. If they have an attitude of, I don't need this, I have things to do, say, look, I'm just asking for an hour and a half tonight. An hour and a half at St. Norbert's in Paoli, Pennsylvania, which is just down the road from Villanova, for those listeners who are from out of state. It's just down the road from Villanova, close to King of Prussia, easy access. It's St. Norbert's, N-O-R-B-E-R-T-S. And Eddie Morris, we call him Eddie Moe. He will be bringing the St. Padre Pio glove and two sets of the Padre Pio rosary. And then you also have people write their prayer intentions, do you not, in the front of the church on a table?
Yeah. Yes, we do. Absolutely. Yeah, you get a little basket there, and you can write your little prayer intention, and we'll put it right next to the Padre Pio's glove. So we do a lot of that stuff. And you leave a little prayer booklet, which is very handy on a daily basis. You can say these fantastic prayers, uplifting prayers. Yeah. And here's another cool thing. The entire Monsignor Bonner baseball teams are coming. 55 children from Monsignor Bonner are attending. All 55 in the baseball program. Yeah, it's great. So if you're a young child, you're going to hear Lily Walker, who's 18. You're going to hear Sal Monastero, who's 18. And you'll be with the entire Monsignor Bonner baseball team. This is young adults night. It's fantastic. It makes us so happy.
We have to hear how that happened, because that's so rare. It's so rare. The entire baseball team from Monsignor Bonner is coming. That's amazing, Eddie.
Yes, our last speaker, we call him the closer, Joe DeBarberi. Well, he's coached Monsignor Bonner baseball for about 17 years, and now his son is the coach. Well, they recruited their kids, and they told them what a fun night it will be. They heard about the speakers, and they're bringing the entire team on a bus. So, wow, that alone is, you know, with the parents and all that, that might be 60 or 70 people just from Bonner. So that's so exciting. And, you know, our whole goal is to be role models to the children. And you know, Dennis's music and the speakers and all this is showing a role model type behavior to these children. And when the kids show up, that's great. That inspires us adults, because it says, hey, what we're doing is working. So it's just fantastic. It's going to be an unbelievable night. I just can't wait.
Well, my friends, Eddie, just stay on the line. We're going to cut to a commercial. When we come back, we'll have more from Eddie Morris on the amazing prayer service that will be held next Tuesday night at St. Norbert's in Paoli, Pennsylvania. So, my friends, stay tuned. Eddie, just stay on the line, please.
Okay.
This is Linda Purcell. I listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio every chance I get. Kathleen convicts me with the words of our Lord. Kathleen lives in His love, and for me, just the opportunity to listen to her is my road to Emmaus. My heart is burning for our Lord Jesus. I am set on fire each time I tune in to to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Why don't you give it a try, too?
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together, in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, my friends, welcome back. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. Our special guest today is Ed Morris, philanthropist, retired entrepreneur, husband, father, grandfather, and the man behind the scenes for Team Hope and the beautiful prayer service that will be underway next week. It's 30-something prayer services. Actually, Lefty Snyder and 4 years ago, this all started because of a prayer need of Lefty Snyder, and look what has happened. Over 6,000 people are praying as part of Team Hope, 1,000 people a day with Farmer on text and emails. So we praise God and thank God for this movement that is so unknown. We've got to get it known throughout the country because this is a formula that works. It works because you don't plan it. God puts it all together for you. When you told me a busload of Monsignor Bonner High School baseball players were coming, I knew the Lord was acting because no one can capture the heart of these guys who think they're, well, not just Monsignor Bonner, but the sports guys. We're so tough, you know, we don't really need God at this age and what God is planning to do with that busload of baseball players. That should be the amazing story for the next prayer service after that. I can't wait to hear the stories from those young men.
You're right. I bet we can get three or four or five speakers out of the from the baseball team for the next one. And I couldn't imagine the messages that they get when they hear children their exact same age speaking. And it'll be unbelievable. It will truly be unbelievable. And, the great thing about when children speak is their parents get to hear them. Your parents learn about things about your children that you weren't even aware of. You know?
Right.
Kids are deep. And they may say things in an audience that they would not say at home. And I know myself. I have six children. And in different environments, my kids will say things like, "Wow, that's amazing." Didn't know that he or she had that in them. But it'll be a big night, no doubt. And certainly all the adults in the room will be inspired by the baseball kids and by Lily and Sal. I just can't wait. Can't wait.
So tell us a little bit about Mountain. He has an amazing story. He has 8 children and a little one with leukemia. And how can you give us a little bit of information in terms of how his faith has grown through this journey?
Well, you know, it's a tremendous question, and here's you talked about how with Team Hope and how God takes over. I don't even know Mountain. I went down to the Palestra to a basketball game 2 weeks ago, and a lady walked up to me and said, "Hey, are you Ed Morris?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "I come to all your events, and there's two people I recommend that you should have speak, and Lily Walker, and Mountain McGilvery." And guess what? Mountain McGilvery is the coach of the women's basketball team in LaSalle. And he's sitting there, right? And I look up the stands, and I said, "There he is." And I don't even know him. I walk right up to him. I say, "Hey, Mountain, Ed Morris here." And he went to Carroll, and I went to Carroll. And I say, "Hey, I tell him about Team Hill because I know about you guys." And I said, "Well, we've been praying for Emily. And little Emily's on his lap. And it's the first time I ever saw her." And I said, "Well, if you'd ever like to speak, it's all yours." And he said, "Absolutely." So yesterday, the selections came out for the men and women's March Madness, and his team did not make it. So he texted me today, "Good, Ed, I can speak." So I don't even know Mountain, really, other than he's a great man with 8 children. I've heard him speak. But that's all I know him. So, and you talk about how God has this whole thing under control. At that night, which is just a week and a half ago, I didn't have any speakers. I just knew my friends were saying, "Ed, we need to have a prayer service." I said, "Okay." And down at the Plestra, I put together the Lily Walker speaker and the Mountain McGilvery speaker. And that was just last week. So I will be as amazed as anybody in the audience because I just met these people over the phone. But they're going to speak to me just like they speak to everybody. And it's just another example how God has everything under control. And he brought me these two fantastic speakers.
And then Lily, you've never met Lily?
No, I've never met her. As a matter of fact, I only spoke to her mother once on the phone. And I sent her a prior prayer service because we filmed them all. I sent her a prior prayer service, and her mother responded back saying, "This is perfect, exactly what Lily does." So, yeah,
wow.
I don't know her either. So, God is in full control.
All you need to do is step aside, and he takes control.
Exactly. And that's what we all need to do. You know, turn it over and get out of the way.
That's right. You know, if anything, you've learned that yourself in your own personal life. And Sal Monastero, Todd touched your life in a profound way and the lives of many people. And I'm sure Sal is doing this for his dad.
That's a great point, and I hadn't even thought about that. But you're right. You're right. I mean, how many children where all their brothers and sisters and all their friends go to one school, and then his dad asks them to go to a different school, where he has no friends, at all, zero friends, and he didn't want to do it. I know he's going to speak a little bit about that. How initially he did not want to go to Carroll. But how it built up his faith, it built up him as a man, and it's certainly something that his dad wanted him to do. And in the end, for the greater good, it all worked out perfectly. And that's what he's going to speak about. I think even after his freshman year, he was trying to talk to his mother about switching out of Carroll and going back to Conestoga. But he hung in there, and then all of a sudden, everything came together, and it was perfect. He's so happy that he stayed. He was the captain of the basketball team and was not even a starter. Think about that leadership. The team chose him to be the captain, and he was not even a starter. It's unbelievable. How proud would his dad, Todd, be if he knew that? Because he didn't know he was chosen to be the captain. So it's just a remarkable story.
Well, you certainly know a lot about basketball and leadership, and so it must be, I'm not sure, it must be highly unusual for someone to be chosen to be a captain and not a starter.
Well, it is. Matter of fact, I don't know one other example of that at any level, you know, so this is probably the only time I've ever heard that, and I went to several games, and I watched how he leads the team. How he's the glue to everything. He's at the beginning of the game, he goes out for the coin toss. I watched everything. and someone falls down, he's the first to pick him up. He's just a great kid, and I tell you what, he's 6'3", clean shaven, clean cut, and everything. He looks like an all American boy, and his dad Todd would be so proud, so proud.
Well, you've been a good mentor, I'm sure, to him as well, and the Carroll community. And so I'm sure, you know, there's a great competition between Archbishop Carroll and Monsignor Bonner and all the schools. So for them to travel in by bus to hear him and Lily and Mountain, it's going to be, I would wish I could get there. I'm trying to think of how I can get there to witness this myself. I have an idea in my head how my husband and I can attend, because this is going to be quite a powerful night.
It is, and you talked about our last prayer service before the break, and a Kristen Gentile spoke, and Kristen, in the last prayer service, we all sat back and said, you know what? What an amazing prayer service that was. Bishop Joe Coffey spoke, Father Rob Hagen from Villanova, who sits on the bench next to Jay Wright, spoke, Kristen Gentile spoke, and Tricia Scott, the new president of Carroll, spoke, and when that one was over, everybody looked at each other and said, wow, that is definitely going to be the last prayer service we ever have. It was perfect. How can you get four bigger speakers than that? It was unbelievable. And we all smiled and said, you know what? It's complete. It's done. And then a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago at this point, Kristen Gentile, who spoke, she had stage 4 breast cancer. And somehow she found the strength to get in front of the crowd and speak. And then, you know, it took a turn for the worse. And a couple weeks ago, you know, we got the call that she's getting close to passing. And I went and visited her at her house, and she was in bed. And I said, Kristen, I'm so glad you spoke at that last prayer service. It was unbelievable. It was so good that we'll never do another one. She looks me in the eyes and says, you better. And she said, tell me right now you'll do another one. So Tuesday night's prayer service is because Kristen made me commit to her that I'll do another one. And think about that. Think about that gift. Here's a lady who has now passed away from breast cancer, 3 little children, all under the age of 8. And her number one message to me was, you better do another one, and you better mention her name. So I certainly will. And, talk about the greater good. Here's a lady who's no longer with us, and Tuesday night was inspired by her saying, you better keep it going, and we will.
It was an inspiring, overwhelming talk. I mean, I would like to listen to it again. You know, what is our legacy? What is our legacy? And that's the type of talk that perhaps in the beginning, when you get up, just give a few lines from it and acknowledge her, because she challenged you to listen to the voice of God to keep it going.
No doubt. And her message at the end was, she gave a couple points, and one big point that she mentioned that I always remember, it was that when she meets people or when she talks to people, she has 0 expectations. And she said, when you have 0 expectations of people, you will never be disappointed. And I said, wow, that's so brilliant. That's so brilliant. How many times do we talk to people and we say, oh, gosh, I don't agree with what they just said, or I don't like what they're wearing, or I don't like this or that. And we always maybe have a tendency to look at why we don't like somebody. Well, her message to me was, have no expectations, and you will never be disappointed. And I remember that. So the greater good that she gave me was certainly understanding that point. And she had 3 or 4 other points, and I will mention them like you mentioned. And, it's just unbelievable. And everybody come and remembers her. She gets 2 standing ovations at the last event. 2. And I'll certainly put her picture up there. And she inspired everybody. And that's one of the main reasons why we are back on Tuesday night.
Well, you know, you can't plan this. What I'm thinking, Ed, is this is not a production. This is a God plan, a divine providence plan. That you said last week you're at the Palestra. You had no idea who you would have. And look what God did for you. But if you had set this up as, I'm going to do an Eddie Mars production, I'm going to have this one and make it really sharp. You've never done that. You've waited on the Lord, expecting him to deliver. And look what happened at the Palestra. I love that story.
Yeah,
you have
it's amazing.
You never met yeah. Mountain or Lily or anybody, I mean, except for Sal. And look what happened. The Lord wants Mountain at this prayer service. He wants Lily and Sal. And I'm going to say this over and over again, the Monsignor Bonner baseball team coming on a bus. I just think that's amazing. It's
nothing,
amazing.
Nothing but great gifts in the entire room. Nothing but great gifts. I mean, even when I had the idea, I texted, you know, Jill Monastero, Todd's wife and Sal's mother, about Sal speaking. And I said, I never expected him to say yes. I said, what? An 18-year-old boy speaking in front of 300 or 400 adults? And I said, there's no way he'll say yes. But his mother sat down with him, and he already wrote a speech, and I read it, and it's just amazing. So young Sal, 18-year-old boy, said yes. And it'll just be amazing. He'll knock it out of the park, as we always say. And it's gonna be so fun, and inspiring.
So Ed, tell us what keeps you inspired outside of these prayer meetings. What keeps Eddie Mel on the go?
You know, it's real simple, Ann. It's real simple. I see people out there that have a struggle, or when they talk, not running on 8 cylinders, or they're a little bit down, a little bummed out for whatever reason. And I love seeing people reach their potential. And I love people who have a small faith build their faith. And the way they do that, the way I've seen them do it, is when they're with other people who have a stronger faith, and they see the joy in the other people's eyes and their minds and their heart and this way they carry themselves. So I love what inspires me is seeing a person who one day walks up to me and says, you know, Eddie, I hadn't been to church in 25 years. I'm going again. If I hadn't been to confession in 30 years, I'm going again. Or a simple thing, and Dennis Cicchino does it all the time, is when we get our daily prayer at 3 o'clock, the things he writes back in response to what Farmer said, like, please pray for all these people, and Dennis's quiet little response back, it just is amazing. And I say, wow. His life is at a new level. And we see hundreds of people do that. And all I did was put them around a lot of positive people, a lot of good people, and it's contagious. And that's what drives me.
In the streets of Kensington, you know, that's where we started becoming friends on the air. You sharing the stories of being in Kensington and bringing the rosary rings from our Holy Father and putting the Divine Mercy images throughout Kensington. That's where both of us started our journey on the air. How many years ago is that? I don't even know.
Five or so.
Yeah, and then look what's happening now. Look what's happening now. You know, where does the Holy Spirit want to take this? You don't have to worry about it. All you need to do is sit back and allow the Holy Spirit to take control. And you simply say yes.
Yeah. And as far as my plan, my schedule, or my strategy, I can tell you between now and 5 o'clock, I'm on the radio with you. And I have no plans after that. I'll sit and wait to see what he does. I don't plan anything. Day to day, hour by hour. And just like you had mentioned, on the Palestra, and I end up getting 3 great speakers. That was last week. So I don't worry. I know he's in control, and I know he'll take care of the event. I know he'll take care of you, me, Dennis, George. Your buddy George Covell is listening right now. How about that, huh? So,
oh, he is?
Yeah, absolutely. He had the Padre Pio glove today. He took it to somebody. Think about that. What else inspires me? Everybody knows I have that Padre Pio glove. Well, George today borrowed it and took it to a lady who needed it, and there was progress. There was progress in the room with the family and with the sick person, Mary Jean. And But that's what gets me going. I see people that want to do good work. Well, George is listening, and he did a great job today. He picked up the glove, drove it a while to visit Gene, and then drove it back. I picked it up right before the radio, and it was a great day for me, great day for George.
You see, that's the difference with you, Eddie. You listen. You listen moment by moment. You're not looking for the big plan. I mean, you're so obedient to the present moment, and that's a gift. That's a practiced gift. That's a virtue. You just know when God is inspiring you. You had to give George the glove. You picked it up from George with expectant faith, knowing that wherever George took the glove, that God was in control. And I had no idea where you're at. And you say, hey, I was with somebody you know named George Cavell. I mean, what is the chance of that? And you said he's listening. So my friend George, whoever you're praying for, we will continue to pray for that person.
Absolutely. And we do that probably 20 times a week. That glove gets around.
And 20 times a week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. It's a frequent flyer, that glove. And it goes everywhere, and everybody takes care of it, and everybody does great work with it. And I think probably 10 or 15 occasions where we've had a miraculous event happen and some great stories, and we talk about them as a team. And everybody knows, you know, everybody knows next Tuesday night, 400 or 500 great people. Everybody knows the successes we had. Everybody knows that Dennis and his team really wants to sing to the Lord. Everybody knows what's in that room. You can just, when you arrive, you can just tell there's something very different going on here. And it's a fun, fun night. Yeah, we put fun back into going into the church. We make it fun. We play rock and roll. We play rock and roll, real rock and roll. You know, Tom Petty, Elton John, you know, real rock and roll. And we played Lynyrd Skynyrd, Simple Man. But it's funny. It's people love it. They always say the music is so great. The message, the speakers are so great. The night is so great. And it's a unique product. I don't know any place in the world where this goes on, where people say a prayer, share a thought, and follow it up with some rock and roll. The product does not exist. And we sell out the place. One time the pastor said, I'm going to Eddie Moe's prayer service. I got to find out what he's selling, because he's packing it in. I'm not selling anything but fun. Fun and faith.
And the Lord.
Yep. Yep. So it's great. It's great.
So once the prayer meetings are over.
For putting me on the radio.
So Eddie, tell our listeners, once the prayer meetings are over, what happens to Eddie Moe? Do you collapse? Do you get phone calls? Do you know the fruits and the outcome of the prayer service?
I really do. It's a brilliant question, because usually within 2 or 3 days after the prayer service, I have my speakers lined up for the next one. People will come up to me and said, Eddie, I was at the event. I got something to share. Can I speak at the next one? So people always say, you know, Eddie's persuasive. He's forcing me to get up here. It's the exact opposite. People come up to me and say, I got something to say. Can I get up there? And I say, absolutely. We've had over 200 speakers. I think 210 speakers at this point. And everybody has a brilliant message. So what do? After it, I sit and wait for the phone calls. I wait for the texts. I fill up the schedule for my next event. Then we usually wait 2 months. Then we come up with some cool songs and a theme. And then we reload and do it again. And it's been going on for almost 4 years now.
Amazing. It's simply
it is.
Amazing.
I don't know any place. I mean, think of Archbishop Carroll. We have 500 to 600 alumni talk every day. Every day at 3 o'clock, we say a prayer together. What other high school in the world can say that? I don't think there is one. And guess what? We as a group, you know, Carroll needed a little push in the last couple of years. We all came together, and we gave a little shot to that school, and now we're crushing it up there again. We already have the freshman class already loaded up for next year up there. We're already sold out. It's so great. And this is just an offshoot. This is the greater good from what we do. so many great things that happened. But Archbishop Carroll will be one of the strongest schools in the city, all a result of Lefty's injury and team help.
So maybe someday, Ed, you can actually host one of the prayer services in the high school.
Absolutely. We are mobile. We'll go anywhere.
That would be very powerful to take it to the schools, to their auditoriums, and to do a, I mean, it's only an hour and a half. You could even cut it to an hour for an in-service day for the students, because the messages here are so powerful for all ages. For all ages.
Yep.
It's not just senior citizen night. You know, you have the young people coming. You have, you know, the teens, the tweens, the baby boomers. You have them all in one place, all there to really witness hope and the glory of God. So you are doing a mighty service, my friend, a mighty, mighty service.
Well, we have a
so
team.
Tell our listeners again. Before we, I say goodbye to you, the place, the time, and the date.
Okay. St. Norbert's in Paoli. It's right on Route 252, very close to Route 30, March 22 at 7 o'clock. Got to be there on time. You don't want to miss Dennis playing Neil Young, Heart of Gold, at 7 o'clock on the button. It'd be great. But Dave Mason,
Dennis...
Neil Young, it's unbelievable. Tom Petty, it's all unbelievable. It's a concert, and it's a concert and a prayer service all in one.
Well, Dennis is listening. Thank you for your service. And when we're all back in the studio again, you have to come in, and you and Eddie can talk live on a microphone, and we'll just reminisce and have a wonderful time together. So, Eddie, thank you for being with me today. I pray that all works well and that this wonderful movement of the Holy Spirit keeps on rolling out to all the kids, the young people, and to all the parishes. So thanks, Ed. We'll be talking again.
And I hope you can make it.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Kathleen's coming.
Thank you. Thank you,
all right.
Ed. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, my friends, I wanted to bring this message to you because of the speakers. You know, you've Eddie Moe, Lily Walker with an inoperable brain tumor, 18 years old. Mountain McGilroy, the head coach of LaSalle University's women basketball team. Sal Monastero, Todd Monastero's son, who is a senior at Archbishop Carroll. What a beautiful journey he has taken. We have Dennis Schacchino. Many of you know him from Chico Vibes in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. And Dennis brings a beautiful group of people to praise God and to sing and to uplift all the hearts. So it's a very powerful time. So listen, tomorrow, Kathleen McCarthy live on Facebook and WTMR 800 AM radio. Be sure to tune in and share with your friends. Click on the share button when you see her. She shares locutions, powerful words, the gospel, and healing messages. And all of you who listen and share on the chat page, she responds. It's such a powerful time. So I encourage all of you to listen. Her upcoming Wake Up America dinner is May 1st. More information will follow. And until Monday, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. And God bless you. Happy St. Patrick's Day and St. Joseph's Day.